You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's
Mike Daly.
He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade.
Yes, joining us now, the Ben and Skin Show, it is the general manager of your Texas Rangers, John Daniels. His weekly visit brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine. How you doing today, JD?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Let's dive in and talk about the hottest player in baseball, Rougned Odor, just on fire. And he was the subject of a lot of sports talk radio here in town not too long ago. It's concerns over where his career had gone. It just seemed like he was down in the dumps and absolutely had hit rock bottom. And suddenly everything is better. And so his defense is better. He's better at the plate. What do you attribute his turnaround to?
I think a really open mind on Rougie's part. He got to a point where he was, frustrated, the exact right term, but he's got a lot of pride and he was not happy with his performance. And, you know, sometimes we need to reach a certain point before we're open to different suggestions. He got to that point, and from there, our coaching staff really put together a good plan, and Rougie's put in a ton of work, early work, offensively, early work, defensively, and his game has done a total 180, and he's doing things that, you know, we always felt he was capable of and just hadn't seen in a little while.
This, you know, I know you're not down in the trenches all the time, and maybe this is more of a question for Banny, but I would assume you have a take on this. When he was going through his worst points, and we all talked about this article that was written last year in ESPN, the worst regular, blah, blah, blah. Have you seen a difference in just the way he carries himself, or have you seen a difference in his personality during the extreme lows and now these really high highs, or has he been able to maintain that aspect of who he is?
So I think that all players, and Rougie falls into this, I think all players have a lot of why they're good is they have a level of self-confidence and they can push through when times are tough. They can kind of, you know, find that belief in themselves, even when there's an 0-for-4 or a rough week or a rough month or when there's outside criticism. And Rougie, you know, has been really good at that. The downside to it is that, you know, that sometimes it's not just players, all of us, right? We can kind of steal ourselves off to it and say, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing what I know I need to do. I'm not going to change. I'm going to stay confident in myself. And, you know, it comes across maybe a little bit stubborn at times, but I think Rougie was in that mode where he was like, no, I'm not going to change. I'm just going to keep doing what I know I need to do, and I'll come through it. And probably, you know, hung on to that maybe for a little bit longer than you'd like to see. But during that period, outwardly, I think he gave off a similar vibe of confidence. You know, I don't know what he was feeling inside, but he's smart. He's smart. You know, he's savvy. He gets it. And I'm sure on some level he was searching, you know, and just got to a point where he opened up and took some, constructive criticism or points that could help him. And he ran with it. He's put all the work in. He deserves all the credit.
Okay. He does deserve almost all of the credit, but I always have to find some other person involved in the mix. I want to find out if these are the leading candidates. Offensively, I'm giving the extra credit, secondary, best supporting actor to of course, Rougie, to Shinsu Chu via osmosis, just his incredible approach at the plate. I understand he's worked with him quite a bit. And then defensively, I understand Tony Beasley's been working significantly with him. Would you say that those are two guys that definitely deserve a little bit of credit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they both do. I think Anthony Iposi does as well, just for kind of being there with him and consistently. I think there are other guys here. Ryan Murray in the front office put together some information in such a manner that I think it was easy to communicate it to Rougie, and it was a team effort. But Chu's presence and his advice and the way he sets the tone and the way that he talks about net bat and what he's trying to do, I think, has clearly helped Rougie, and Tony's early work. There's no doubt about it.
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You know, we're at the point in the season where you're trying different things and looking at guys that may or may not be contributors in the future. And I'm curious about Drew Hutchinson. Obviously, he didn't have a great performance, and Banny spoke about that. But what did you see with him, and what do you kind of what is it that you guys are specifically looking for with him?
Yeah, I think with Drew, first of all, the guy that got to the big leagues at a pretty young age, logged a bunch of starts. There for Toronto, got traded over Pittsburgh, and you know it hasn't quite panned out the last year and a half for him. But he's got some big league pedigree, you know, has the ability to pitch and fit in kind of the back end of a rotation. Had been pitching well for the Dodgers here recently, and that you know Drew's not an overpowering guy, but I think when he's on, he's a little more fine with his command, fine with his pitch mix. I mean, he wasn't that yesterday, and we're gonna chalk that up to a rough day and certainly run them back out there. But we're looking for guys that have the ability to, start for us and try to build some depth as we move forward into next year.
All right. So on Friday night, obviously Odor homered and then again Saturday, but Gallo homered in both those games as well. And so in terms of much in the same way that Rugi has turned that corner, have you now dispatched Anthony Iaposi, Shinsu Chu, Tony Beasley, and Ryan Murray? Maybe not Beasley since his defense is fine. Have you dispatched that same crew to help turn him around, and is it working?
Well, I think everybody's a little different, but the effort has definitely been there with Joey as well. And on his level, too. I mean, it's not that Joey doesn't work, and it's not that Rugi didn't work. It's just kind of the type of work and the level of focus and then the intensity and the routine and all that. Here with Joey, I think, it's not so much of a, physical adjustment. I think it's, just more the ins and outs of the game. And when you're a guy that strikes out at a high rate, there's a little bit more day-to-day failure, so to speak, to deal with. And I think that, that takes time, but Joey's shown now twice in the big leagues last year, and now it looks like he's starting to come out of it here this year, that he's able to make that adjustment. The question for us, how do we help Joey get to the point where he doesn't have to have that, the big swings and can just find a slightly more consistent plane?
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So a lot of looking to the future going on. We're going to be broadcasting from Texas Live on Thursday as that gets launched. And then we're always looking ahead to the new stadium. Buck Showalter weighed in on the turf versus grass situation with the retractable roof stadium this weekend. He was asked about it, and I was curious where we were in that whole debate. I know you're tied in on all those sorts of things. Is it 100% that's the direction you guys are going is with turf? Are you still debating it? Where does all that sit at the moment?
Sure. It's not 100%. The decision hasn't been finalized, but I will say that I started at when it was first raised from the standpoint of, very traditionalist, green grass, the smell, the look, the whole deal, kind of the romantical, I don't even know if that's a word, the romantic side of it. And I think the more that we've gotten into it, just some of the practical, the realities of it there are some pluses to turf. First of all, it's not like AstroTurf. It's not even like Toronto or the old Tampa or Metrodome or anything like that, where you heard kind of negative stories. The technology has gotten so good that these turf fields are just so much better. And the for whatever reason, a lot of the football stadiums have not gone to this kind of advanced turf. So, I don't know that a lot of our fans have really seen much action on it, but it is a lot better as far as how the ball bounces and also how the athletes kind of move on it. That's one piece. Two is that if we did do a turf field, the dirt infield itself would be the same. So what I mean by that is the base paths would be the same where the infielders stand and where the runners, run during the game. That would be the same whether, the outfield grass or the infield grass was whatever material it would be. And then I think there's just some logistical challenges that, the stadiums with retractable roofs have. But, a lot of these stadiums that have retractable roofs have big issues growing grass. You can't always tell on TV, but when you walk the fields, you can tell they paint areas of the grass green. They put grass clippings down and, you know, and so you don't have a great grass surface. So those are some of the factors that, we're looking at, and ultimately we'll have to consider when that decision's made.
I can't even believe people are so upset about this. To me, we got air conditioning. Nothing else matters. Put shag carpet out there. I'm good with it. We're in the AC, baby. I'm super stoked about that. Now, Buck Showalter was talking about how once you realize what type of track you're going to have, you know, your front office can build a team around that because you play half your games there. So with regard to the surface, with regard to the layout of the ballpark and all those things, what type of team will you build around this ballpark? As you sit there and you think about, you know, years of playing in that new facility, what are some of the characteristics of the team that you would build that are suited to that park?
We've talked a lot about that. I think the one, maybe not the one, but one of the big unknowns for us is how the park is going to play as far as the batted ball, right? Ball in the air. You know, how's it going to play open, roof open? How's it going to play roof closed? And we're doing wind studies with the same engineering group that we've used in the past, but they've even said, hey, until the park is built and until, you know, some of the development around the park is built and the hotel and, you know, they can't tell us exactly how the wind's going to play and how the park's going to play. And so I think until you kind of know that, it's a little bit hard to know. I think generally speaking, you know, the dimensions are, they're not exactly the same as you know, Globe Life here now, but there are some similarities where it's a little bit shorter to right field than to left field.
Great stuff, John. We appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next Monday, man.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, John Daniels, the GM of the Texas Rangers. We talk to him every single Monday at this time, and we always thank you for and him for his time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.